Hey there, Sharon Rardell. I'm here with Supersize Business. Let's talk about how to leverage big data or data and information to supersize and grow your business. I'm going to share seven different industries and examples of a company or two for each that are using and how they're using information, data, big data to supersize and grow their businesses. Most of these, or many of these, you will have had personal interactions with, and so you'll understand some of the benefits to you as a customer. And what you want to be thinking about as we're talking about it is, how can you use big data information to supersize and grow your business? Because the whole point of sharing the strategies is figuring out and asking yourself, well, how can I use this to grow and build and supersize my business? Because that's what we're most interested in, right? So I'm going to share seven different sectors or seven different industries, examples of how they're using it, and a company for each one. So I'll try to be quick because otherwise I talk too long. Retail sector is the first one that we think of because it impacts almost all of us as human beings. Amazon is the example for that. They use big data to recommend products based on people's past purchases and information, product reviews. They analyze customer purchase history, browsing patterns, and demographics. And that data can help with optimization of inventory management, and Amazon is an incredible example of that. The second sector is the healthcare industry, and I'm getting a lot of experience with that with my mother. And hospitals and healthcare providers use big data to improve patient outcomes, diagnostics, and operational efficiencies, right? IBM's Watson Health platform leverages big data to provide insights in patient care and disease management, different protocols for people. And there's a ton of statistics and a ton of big data information that is behind each of these industries that's getting analyzed on an incredible basis since we now have the technical ability to analyze large amounts of data. The financial services sector is the next one, and most of us have had this used upon us if we don't belong to participate in the financial services sector. I have not been involved in this industry except I coach a few clients in it. But they use big data to detect fraud, assess credit risk, and personalize financial services to provide those for people. And the example is Square and PayPal utilize big data analytics to offer innovative financial solutions and enhance the customer experience and customer choices with the financial services institution. The fourth sector, one of my personal favorites, is the manufacturing sector. And I've got a lot of experience with this one in particular, using big data and information to optimize processes, improve quality, reduce supply chain challenges, to simplify processes and procedures, and to enhance efficiency to reduce costs, because that's what it's all about. Again, one of my favorite sectors. Lots and lots of manufacturing companies I've worked with, including my own. We use big data to implement predictive maintenance schedules and things. GE was a leader in this, I think, early on. And they still use big data today to create their manufacturing schedules, minimize equipment failures, and maximize productivity. They're all about productivity. That's who I learned it from, with some GE training programs. Transportation and logistics is the next example of the sector using big data. Think of FedEx and Uber. Uber uses it to match the right driver with the right passenger, and FedEx uses it to match driver efficiency, tracking shipments in real time, and optimizing delivery routes for faster and cost-effective transportation. And we all know that, right? Almost all of us have gotten a FedEx package of some sort, and you know, all the other carriers use similar technology as well, and big data as well. Marketing and advertising is probably one of interest to almost everybody listening. Big data empowers marketers to target specific customers, segments, not just specific, well, sometimes specific customers, you can niche it down that much, measure campaign effectiveness, and personalize advertising messages and offers to specific individuals based on past buying decisions and things like that. There's so much information available. And of course, Google ads and Facebook ads, we've all seen those, even if we don't buy them and use that as a method for marketing our organization, we all personally experience them on a regular basis. You can't get away from Google and Facebook ads. At least I haven't found a way to do that. But look how effective they are. They are leaders in their sectors. And then finally, the energy sector is the last industry that I took a look at. And it, of course, uses big data to revolutionize the energy sector. It's been revolutionized by big data because they have the information. They have smart meters now. Who all's got a smart meter in their home now? Almost all of us, almost everybody I know has had their old water meters and electrical meters and gas meters switched out for smart meters, which track everything and usage and give us a lot more information, which allows the energy companies, and Tesla uses and leverages big data to optimize their energy storage solutions, as well as smart grid technologies allow energy companies to turn things on and off, to flow more energy to where it's required and take it from other areas, et cetera. Oh, I'm explaining that right. I mean, energy is one of those things, and energy management is one of those things that I get, but I don't get, if that makes sense. My son-in-law is a lineman, and he's like, you know, electricity is fascinating, but most people don't understand it at all. And we don't know where it comes from. That's what I think is most fascinating about electricity. We use it for everything, but we don't really understand how it is created and why. All right. So those are just some examples. So think today about how you can use big information or information in general, key performance indicators. I'm a firm believer in getting information, corresponding with your ideal customers and clients, and listening to them, and then using that information to improve and build and supersize your business in whatever industry you're in. Share your examples of how you use data in the comments below, or information or key performance indicators, so we can learn from one. That's it. Have an awesome day, and I'll of course be with you tomorrow with another supersize strategy to help you grow and build your business.